Religious leaders, civil society, and women groups in Torit have appealed for a total recommitment to peace by all key stakeholders. Bernard Oringa is the Archbishop of Episcopal Church of South Sudan, Eastern Equatoria Province. He says the country yearns for a break war and a focus to rebuild trust and confidence among the citizens.
Comparatively with the events in the Bible, the seventh year is always a year of rest, where everybody is supposed to rest in peace, enjoy the fruits in peace, and at the same time leave even the farm fallow to rest. If that is what God has designed, we expect every citizen to observe and also feel free and also rest. By rest here, I mean not only from labor, but also from all these attitudes of war, so that people feel free and there is freedom and people enjoy the country. The independence which was achieved, most of us were very, very happy and we felt very proud about South Sudan becoming independent.
President Salva Kiir Mayardit and opposition leader Riek Machar met in Khartoum on Wednesday last week and signed a ceasefire agreement expected to start within 72 hours. The agreement aimed to end a war in which tens of thousands of people have been killed. The commitment by two leaders brought a new wave of hopes sweeping across the citizenry. Sunday Nyoka, an activist in Torit, wants to see a quick solution to the conflict, which she says is eroding the independence spirit.
We are really approaching this 7th anniversary of independence of South Sudan. I really dreaming that this 7th anniversary will come and we shall celebrate when peace has come. Because we have been yearning for peace. All this 7th, this one is now the 7th. The 6th, which has passed, we have been celebrating even with fear, with war. But now, this one which is coming, I may pray that may God bring peace. May though our leaders really give us this chance of celebrating this one when peace has come, because we are tired of war. We are tired of running up and down.
The chairperson of Civil Society Network in the Eastern Equatorial Region, Charles Okulo, has this advice for the citizens.
All of us are quite aware that during our independent 2011, all of us were very, very excited. There were jubilation across the country. People went sleepless night enjoying across the country. People were talking words of peace to each other. The enjoyment which we have never found in the Republic of South Sudan. Now, just few years after that, our country quickly turned the opposite of that happiness, which brought a lot of insurgencies in the country. But today, as we are nearing our Independence Day celebration, what we need to do is we need our independence is like our birthday.
Okulo said it is only through forgiveness, reconciliation, change of attitude and respect for one another, a total peace can be realized in South Sudan.
One thing that can back up the happiness of the people is to really begin thinking positively. That's one. Secondly, change of attitude. Our political leaders need to demonstrate the goodwill of telling people the reality, the goodwill that bad thing have happened, but now they have changed their hearts for the good of people. And also, our leaders should demonstrate that this country is bigger than any one of them. So this country belongs to everybody, and therefore they need to show that they are really ready to talk to their people, they are really ready to stand with their people, they are really ready to save the life of their people.
A referendum for self-determination took place in Southern Sudan regions of Upper Nile, Bahr el Ghazal, and Equatoria from 9 to 15 January 2011 on whether the region should remain as part of Sudan or become independent. The referendum was one of the consequences of the 2005 Naivasha Agreement between the Khartoum central government and the semi-autonomous region under Sudan People Liberation Movement. The country's civil war began in 2013, less than 2 years after South Sudan gained independence from Sudan. The war has uprooted a quarter of South Sudan's population of 12 million, ruined the country's agriculture, and battered its economy. Hopes are raised that the 7th day independence anniversary can mark the much-needed turning points and cast peace in the country to pave way for development. For Radio Miraya, Okello James in Torit reporting.